This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace.
Hour number two of What's On Your Mind. Steve Alsterman in for Scott Hannon. Scotty, a little under the weather today. He'll be back in tomorrow, we hope. Glad to have you with me here on the program today. If you've got a comment or a question, love to hear from you today. Been asking if you're in the farm or ranch industry, what is the biggest issue you're facing right now as you look ahead to 2023? 855-200-1776. You can press extension 2, get in that way, or call us at 701-271-1100. That works too. Would love to hear from you today. We're coming to you live from the Freedom Matters USA studio. Freedom Matters USA is a great local organization, region-wide organization, really, making sure that issues and topics important to us conservatives are being talked about actively and loudly in the public square, and boy, do we need them right now. So freedommattersusa.com, you can find out more about them. Action Movers would like you to know that if you've got to move some things or equipment, whatever, they have got some great rates for you right now. $99 an hour for two guys in a truck when you mention Scott. It's their lowest local move rate in North Dakota, their lowest advertised rate in 20 years. Not just their lowest local move rate, it's the lowest. $99 per hour for a two-minute truck. That means a half day, 4 hours, is only $400. That's a deal where I come from. Professionally trained, background check. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932, family-owned and veteran-owned. Call them now, 701-566-5532, 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this offer. I know that many of you do not like it when we talk about the NFL. I shouldn't say many, for sure some, because you are upset with the social justice stuff that you feel has gone too far. I get that. There are times when I get tired of it as well. I also have friends, I have family members who are black and Asian, and for them, they say, yeah, maybe sometimes it's a little much, but these are things that need to be talked about. Wherever you fall on that, we're not pointing fingers, we're not saying we're judging one way or the other. Whatever your belief on that, I give that to you, and I say that's your business, and good for you for standing up for what you believe. I am what I believe to be a very solid conservative, but I can compartmentalize that and say, I've been a Minnesota Vikings fan since I was a little kid. I want them to win the Super Bowl sometime before I die, and so I can put up with some things in this area because I enjoy the product. And when the Vikings are playing well, when the season is going well, it is a lot of fun for me. It's just who I am. So I know that I'm not the only one. My co-host here, Kevin Flynn, is the same. And we both rolled our eyes from time to time at the NFL and the goofiness there. But we love the Vikes, and we want to see them win it all before we die at some point. So for those of you who are interested, I spent a lot of time in the sports world before I came to this job, and I want to give you my report card on the Minnesota Vikings and how I feel they're sitting right now as they go into next year. Super Bowl with these different position groups? So let's go one by one. Offensive line, the answer is no. They cannot win a Super Bowl without offensive line.
No.
They're not as bad as they were a couple of years ago, but especially on the interior, they're below average. When they've got the two tackles healthy, the tackles are good enough, the interior three are not. So they need some work. Draft, free agency, they've got to replace at least two of those three this year. Wide receiver, Kevin, yes. They're good enough a wide receiver to win a Super Bowl.
I absolutely agree.
I heard an interview, Adam Thielen, our guy, Adam Thielen, was on a station in the Twin Cities, and he said, I feel great. I feel like I've got multiple years of really good football ahead of me, and I'm not done. I know I'm going to be playing somewhere next year. I just don't know if it's in Minneapolis. So,
well, he's set to make $19 million.
That's the problem.
So that is the problem with the cap.
Would he redo that deal to lighten up that deal?
Boy, I think he probably would if it wasn't too bad. I know he wants to retire purple. He's been there, you know, a decade now.
Well, this is probably his last big contract. So,
yeah, it would be.
Okay, but wide receiver, yes. If they can keep these guys together, yes.
Okay.
Tight ends, yes.
Yes.
Tight ends are good enough.
I would agree.
The quarterback, my first answer is maybe on that, but as I think about it, Kirk Cousins has his issues, do not get me wrong. But if he had a line that could give him some more time to throw, yes, I believe he's good enough. When you look at the quarterbacks that have won it before, you don't have to have the best quarterback in the league. Cousins is probably top 10, and if the parts around him are good enough, I believe, yes, he can be a Super Bowl winner. He's certainly as good as Matthew Stafford was, who went to a great situation last year with the Rams and got it done. Kevin?
I am not a big believer. I think I quote you more than anybody else about Kirk Cousins. He's just not a winner. His numbers are good. He's hot and cold, but I just don't know that he has that, you know, win at all costs championship, you know, mentality. I don't know. I hate how long he stays in the pocket.
I hear you.
And I don't like the fact that he never runs. He never takes off and runs, you know, rarely. But I don't know. I would say no.
Okay.
I would say figure something else out.
We can be friends and still disagree on that.
Exactly.
Running backs, yes. Running backs are good enough to win a Super Bowl.
If they keep Cook, that's another one that's out there. Talking about Madison being the main guy.
Well, in this offense, you don't need a great running back because O'Connell doesn't run the ball very much.
Yeah,
he likes to throw it. Can they win without Cook? That gets a little harder. But as their roster is constructed currently, yes, they're good enough to win a Super Bowl at running back. All right, so let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. Defensive line, no. There was not nearly enough pressure on the quarterback this year. They were gashed in the running game far too often late in the year. Not all of that was right up the middle, but D-line is not good enough as presently constructed to win a Super Bowl.
I agree. It just didn't seem to have a lot of fire, you know. They're there to do the job, but they just didn't seem to.
Linebackers, this is the toughest position call for me because the linebackers, the way the Vikings do it in the 3-4, which they played most of the year, they went to a 4-3 quite a bit on Sunday, which I thought was interesting. But if you're talking about their tackling ability, yes, they're good enough. Linebacker, though, the way they use them, the two outside linemen are linebackers, and they didn't get enough pass rush out of the defensive end. So linebacker's a bit of a mixed bag. I'm going to say no just because I think they need to have more. Eric Kendricks on the inside is really good. Jordan Hicks started out good but wasn't toward the end. And Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith, decent years. Hunter came on late. Za'Darius Smith was really good early, disappeared late. I say linebackers, no. They got to be better at linebacker next year, all things considered.
Agree.
Defensive backfield, no, and this one's not even close.
Not hard to say that at all.
Harrison Smith is pretty good. Probably he's not what he was, but he's pretty good. Patrick Peterson had some good moments for the last month of the year. Teams picked on him a lot, and he's getting up there in years. The other cornerback and the other safety spot, definitely not good enough. So defense, they need a lot of work in that backfield.
Who's the kid we drafted? Seen? He got hurt early?
And Booth was the guy they drafted at corner.
Yeah.
Booth was hurt all year. Seen broke his leg. But Seen got beat out by Cam Bynum early on, so he wasn't good enough. So hopefully these guys can come along. Cam Dantzler got hurt, too, at defensive back.
That's right.
They got a lot of guys that they've picked. They just haven't picked the ones
can't
that can stay healthy. Kicker, no. This kicker would have cost the Vikings somewhere, and I'm almost thankful the season ended when it did, because he was going to miss an extra point to tie the game at 28 in the NFC title game or something. I'm convinced of it.
Mother Mary and Greg Joseph.
Just way too inconsistent. They need a new kicker.
Yeah.
Punter, yes. This punter's good enough to win. Coaching. So here's the last one. Coaching. No. Not currently. I think O'Connell as a whole is a pretty good head coach. I think they got a good young coach. I think he learned a lot of lessons this year on how to do things, and I think he's struggling to figure out how to incorporate the running game into his offense. On the defensive side of the ball, they were not nearly coached well enough. If you've got guys that are getting beat, but they're in position, they're just getting beat by a step or two, you might not have the guys. But way too often, that scheme had receivers running wide open across the middle of the field or going deep, right down the middle of the field. Either they can't teach it, or the guys can't learn it. My guess is they've got to be able to teach it better. Coaching needs to get better for this team. Special teams, too. You know, big kickoff return against Green Bay. Just way too many issues there. So that's my Vikings report card.
I think Ed Donatell survives this. I don't think he does. Yeah, he won't.
No.
I'm looking at every single article I can find on. They're all talking about he's going to be done. So
yeah, I mean,
that might be a big fix just for the defense there.
It's not all him, but just wait. Like I said, just way too many question marks there. I think they find somebody different. We'll see. If you want to comment on that, you can give us a call, 701-271-1100. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the climate change corner. What's going on in climate change? Things you got to know. We got to think critically about this and start talking about it, too. We're going to take a look at three things I've seen recently you need to know next.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensal. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Coming to you live from the Freedom Matters USA studio. This is What's on Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom in for Scott Hennon today. Want to make sure that you know the PetraServe USA 4-for-4 special is alive and kicking today. Make sure you get that personal pan, hot stuff, pizza, fountain drink, and two cookies all day, every day, just $4. Best deal in town, and You know, I don't know about you, Kev, but I can mix in a salad once in a while, but if I don't have something with some weight to it in my stomach after I ate it, I'm going to be hungry in another hour.
Yeah,
there's
that.
I don't worry about that at PetroServe USA.
No.
You get that pizza, the cookies, the drink, you know you ate a meal.
Oh, and then right. The daily lunch specials across our neighborhood that we talk about every day. Right. It's home cooking, grab and go.
Yep.
No problem. Super convenient.
That's how we do that. 10:21 here on the program. I am a big believer that conservatives need to be discussing climate change because right now, those who are pushing the climate change agenda, they are controlling the discussion because they have a lot of places that they've locked up already. Big media is, you hear climate change discussed not as a theory, but as absolute truth. And if you try to deny it, you're some sort of science denier. Dean Wysocki, chief meteorologist here at Flag Family, is with us. And I've got three things that I've pulled off the internet recently that I think are worth noting on this particular subject. The first one is a study was done by a gentleman named by the name of Peter Clack, and he is a New Zealand researcher, scientist, and he has done a 500 million year study on Phanerozoic carbon dioxide. And basically, so there will not be a test on how to spell that or what that means, but basically the results of that study show that carbon dioxide was double what it is today for most of the last 420 million years. Before that, it was actually 20 times higher. But Clack says carbon dioxide never controls the temperature, and this demolishes all the claims of a future global warming catastrophe. It's just not true. It's a hoax. Dean, you have a thought on that? Carbon dioxide and temperature, the relation.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much spot on, I think. When it comes to global warming or climate change or whatever you want to call it, you can't deny the facts that the Earth is in a warming period right now. We are. I mean, over the last 50 years, on average, where our global temperature is increasing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it safe to say it's been increasing since the start of this ice age?
Well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean really?
Say, well, remember the 70s?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, in the 70s,
yeah, we had
everybody
a cold
thought we were
going to
go in.
Yeah,
we were heading into like the second ice age, and
yeah,
that wasn't the case. So you've really got to tread carefully. We are warming. Are we responsible, like they're trying to just hammer it home, that that humans are responsible for it? A very minute part, sure. I mean, are there things we can do to help? Absolutely. But goodness, we're not, to the degree they make it sound like it's our fault, that's not the case.
Yeah, we all want clean air and clean water.
Absolutely.
For God's sakes, yes. All right, item number two, Bjorn Lomborg, who is a Swedish researcher, has come out with a study or a report on climate-related deaths from 1920 through 1922. And we had, in the year 2022, we had a total of, what do we got, about 18,000 weather or climate-related deaths, if you want to call it that. And the thesis, at one time back in 1920, the number was like about 500,000. And his conclusion is deaths have declined precipitously because richer, more resilient societies reduce the impact of these things and swamp any potential climate signal. So he's taking a look at floods, drought, storms, wildfire, extreme temps, and saying, you know, how many people is that killing? So his point is we're able to manage it better based on what we're seeing. There have also been a number of studies showing, like last year, that it was the quietest hurricane year in like 20 years or whatever. Well, they'll find one particular region of the North Atlantic and they'll say, well, here was all these hurricanes. But this kind of goes to what Lomborg is saying. And Lomborg is one like you, Dean. He says, the temperature is rising. There's no question about that. My comment to that is it's an unprovable theory how much carbon emissions and human activity can create to that. You just, there's no way to prove it, even if you wanted to. And number three, last one, this came from our very own Daryl Richeson, and he puts this note out that the, I just lost it here. Hang on, I'll get this back in one, here we go. The average temp in Fargo last year was below 40 degrees for only the third time this century. and Daryl tracks it back from 2001. The coldest year that we had was 2019, so 4 years ago. 39.3 was the average temperature when you take a look at the temperature readings through the whole year. And then we had 39.8, which was the second lowest in 2022. So it was the coldest year in 22 years that we've had since the turn of the century there. And then back in 2008, it was 39.9. So only three times in the last 22 years, and two of those were in the last four.
Isn't it, I mean, to say, even to look at 20 years, 50 years, even 100 years, I mean, tell me what it was 10,000 years ago. I mean, 1,000 years ago. Because isn't geologically, that's how the timeline...
Right. And you can go back and do carbon dating on, like, the,
right.
That's what they do in the poles, the ice drill, yeah. And the, you know, but here's the thing. So if we are warming, which we are, but technically, you're going to, the warmer it is, the more moisture the atmosphere holds. The more moisture the atmosphere holds, you're probably going to get more storms, more cloud cover.
Mm-hmm.
With more cloud cover, you're getting less sunshine. So you could, you could go both. It's, there's just too much of this. It's money driven. It's all driven by funding, by money, and you got to go along with the narrative so you can get the grant money. Yeah. And it's just, unfortunately, that's the majority of it. It's
those talks like Bjorn, he was talking about, he was one of the guys that I've followed, and they said, you know, we can all go back to walking and horse and buggies and eliminate every fossil fuel thing. You're still not going to stop the sun from doing what the sun does, and that's melt stuff. It's going to melt glaciers. It's going to melt ice caps. It's just going to keep melting things because you can't turn it down.
Gary wants to get in on the conversation this morning. Gary, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I heard something I thought was really interesting from an astrophysicist. And, you know, those pictures you had of our solar system, if you think back. And the interesting thing is that the Earth is on a tilt, right? When you look at it, all the other planets are kind of straight up and down, but the Earth is on a tilt. It's at about 23 degrees, but it's not static. It actually varies from 22.5 degrees to 23.5 degrees. And when it goes too far one way, it gets warmer. When it goes too far the other way, it gets cooler. Secondarily, our planet, when it is spinning, it, you know, when you have a top and it stops,
yep.
it slows down, it wobbles. Well, our Earth wobbles too. This also contributes to weather change.
I'm sure.
But I thought the Earth, the tilting thing was pretty interesting because that made a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Tilting closer to the sun or away from the sun.
Yeah, so, Gary, thank you. Yeah, good perspective on that. Thank you for joining the program today. Thanks. Dean, thanks for stopping in and giving some comments as well. Dean Wysocki, Chief Meteorologist. When we come back, Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies. What's happening at the southern border? And does the current administration really care? We're going to talk to him. He's got a new book out about this. We're going to visit with him about that. Coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023. In bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
USA News Update. Albuquerque police reported Monday they have arrested Solomon Pena, a Republican candidate, in the last state house elections in connection with the recent shooting at offices and homes of elected Democrat officials. Albuquerque Police Department Chief Harold Medina.
And the U.S. Attorney's Office and the DA's Office were there every step of the way making sure that we had everything we could to charge these individuals.
Medina says Pena is accused of conspiring and paying for four other men to shoot at the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators. China's economy grew at one of the slowest rates in decades last year as lockdowns harmed households and businesses. China's economy expanded by only 3% in 2022, the worst since 1976. Last night's football game, Dallas beat Tampa Bay 31-14 to advance in the playoffs. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's a drag, I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses.
What's on your mind? Steve Alsterman for Scott today. Scott, you'll be back. We hope tomorrow. Feeling a little under the weather today, but a lot of times those things just come and go. But good to have you with me here today. Coming to you live from the Freedom Matters USA studio, freedommatters.com. Find out about all the great things going on with the conservative cause here in the state of North Dakota. Kind of a good one-stop shop there. And I want to make sure that you are familiar with that and checking that out on a regular basis. And if you are looking for a gift for somebody, and I, not too long ago, had a friend who was expecting their first baby. And I thought, what can I get somebody who is expecting a baby? And I thought, you know, nothing beats a good night of sleep. I can remember this from the two children that we have and what my wife went through before that. They have a full-length body pillow at MyPillow.com that is unbelievable. Not only might you like one or two for your own bed, but you give an expecting mom a body pillow from MyPillow, and it's going to be the best gift that she ever got before or after a baby comes. It's just very therapeutic when you've got that kind of a pillow on your bed. And they've got all the other great pillows at MyPillow.com. They've got all the towel sets and all those things. And there is an amazing set right now, a six-piece towel set with USA cotton, good old USA. Extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you're looking for in a towel. Nothing's worse than those towels that get rough after a while. That's not these towels right here. You get two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can get that set for $39.98 with the promo code Scott. Typically that's about a $90 value. You get it for $39.98. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Todd Benzman is the author of a book that's coming out very soon called Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. He is a writer, speaker, author, a fellow for the Center of Immigration Studies in Washington, D.C., a policy institute. He does a lot of writing and speaking about this and frequently reports from the southern border. He's been kind enough to take a few minutes here out of his day to join us. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Quite well. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. This is a story that we cannot talk about enough in our country. What's happening every single day down the southern border is almost unthinkable, and yet it continues unabated because we do not have politicians with the spine or the willingness to do anything about it in Washington, D.C. When you start this conversation, it's such a big topic, but where do you begin as you try to inform people on what's happening there right now?
Well, I usually try to impress upon people the scale of this thing, just how many people have entered through the southern border. We're looking at, you know, 200,000 a month, every month for 2 years straight. It's it's the greatest number of people ever to have crossed the southern border and entered the actually entered the United States and stayed. 2.4 million apprehensions or encounters at the southern border in 2022, 1.7 million in 2021. And to give you perspective, in any typical year, it might be 350,000 or 400,000, which used to be a huge number, a lot. But those numbers are now completely dwarfed. We've broken every record in U.S. history. This thing is so gigantic, it's beyond anything in the American experience. And actually, it's probably one of the greatest mass migrations ever known in the world. I can't really find anything that compares to it in Europe or anywhere else.
What does the Biden administration say when they're asked about it? I'm sorry I don't get enough time to watch all the news coverage, but it's obvious to anybody who looks at this who, you know, has, you know, more than a few brain cells in their head and is willing to at least observe what's going on. It is obvious that something is wrong and should be changed. But yet the Biden administration seems very reluctant to do anything. What are some of the responses and reasons they give for why they don't see the crisis that we do?
Well, they tend to downplay this. I guess that's understating it. They absolutely lie about it, right to the face of Americans. They say that nothing unusual is happening. Yeah, there might be a few kind of blips here and there, but it's not our fault. It's just sort of, you know, the world is kind of collapsing. And so there are a lot of people on the move, but the truth is, and it's very traceable. I trace it and report on it in my upcoming book, Overrun, which is that this thing started on Inauguration Day, when the Biden administration put in place policies that essentially let in people who were crossing the border into the country, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them immediately. And it's really quite simple. When people down trail see the people up trail being allowed in, more come. And that's how this thing snowballed. It's these policies put in place on the very first day, Inauguration Day, caused this incredible onslaught of humanity. And there is no other reason for it. It's really that simple. It's a basic physics of human thinking. You know, what triggers people to go is that, wow, I'm getting in.
Tell us about something that surprised you as you dug in to your research for this book, something that maybe you thought was an issue, but was a massive concern after you dug into it a little bit more. Maybe something that you thought was going to be pretty bad and it turned out not to be that way, or you thought one thing might be happening and something different was happening. Can you come up with something where you'd say, yeah, this one thing really surprised me as I dug in?
There are some surprises in the book. Now, I'm going to just tell you that, you know, I was writing opinion pieces during 2021 campaign or 2020 campaign before the election, predicting that if a Democrat won, that this would happen, because all 15 candidates were promising the world to, you know, that they were going to let everybody in. They said it on the debate stages over and over and over again. Everybody gets in. We're going to be kinder and gentler. We're reversing everything that Trump did. We're going to stop the wall. We're going to let everybody have free medical care. It was completely obvious to anybody watching what was going to happen if a Democrat won, and that's what happened. As for a surprise, one thing is that I found that the Mexican Congress passed a law 48 hours after Biden was elected, requiring that the detention facilities throughout Mexico be emptied of all of the immigrants that Trump had pushed back, and set this onslaught in motion for the day that Trump left office. It was very carefully coordinated. So the Mexicans set things up in a very secretive and duplicitous way to take advantage of the Biden administration. The law was already written when he was elected, and they just passed it very quietly. And that's what really kind of started it, in conjunction with the Biden administration lifting all of these Trump-era policies. And it was just kind of the perfect storm. That was a surprise that the Mexicans got away with that. To this day, that has not been reported. But I reported at length in my book about this law they passed.
Yeah, we're visiting with Todd Benzman. You can find him online at Todd Benzman, B-E-N-S-M-A-N.com. And before joining the Center for Immigration Studies in 2018, Todd, you led counterterrorism intelligence for the Texas Department of Public Safety. This gives you, I think, a unique perspective. Based on that background you have and your reporting now, how do you sum it up to people of what the danger or the potential harm is for all this unfettered access to our country?
Well, you're right. I do. I can't help but come at this from a national security perspective, because the last 10 years before I joined Center for Immigration Studies, I was working as an intelligence officer for the great state of Texas in their fusion center in Austin with federal partners. And so I look at this as, when you have an open border like this, where pretty much everybody gets in and the Border Patrol is so busy processing them in that they're not on the line, you have 1.5 million runners and gotaways that have just poured through into the interior. We don't know who they are. That you have the potential for terrorists to enter the country undetected. In this crisis, we have had over 120 individuals cross the border that we apprehended who were on the FBI's terrorism watch list, the biggest number by far in any of the 10 years that I was working that issue, by far. I mean, we used to have maybe 3 or 4 a year. Now we have, 20 in a month. So the Islamic world is well aware that our border is wide open, and we have people coming in from every country on Africa, which is a place of warlordism and tribal genocide, and we have no idea if we're letting warlords and criminals, war criminals, in to the country or their victims. We just don't know who anybody is. And it's really a question of mass stranger danger. We have people coming in from Iran, from China, from Russia. There's no doubt that in adversarial intelligence officers are among them. I mean, why wouldn't you, send your spies in over the border and get into the country as well? And, we just don't know is the problem. And that's how I look at this.
Yeah, and, when you think about just moms with babies coming across and sneaking through and getting through, how much more advanced do you think the sneak tactics are from government operatives in some of those places? I don't know how you look at that and say there's no issue, but the Biden administration continues to do it. Todd Benzman is his name. His new book is coming out in February, and it's called Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. history. You can find it all your favorite places, and it'll be coming out soon. Todd, thank you very much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. You can find out more at ToddBenzman.com, ToddBenzman.com. All right, when we come back, if you're looking for a government job, state of Minnesota, great place to do it. Not only are there plenty available right now, there are going to be a lot more created. There are going to be a few of them to put together this plan on paid family leave. Everybody's going to pay a little something, including the government. We're going to talk about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On your mind, Steve Hallstrom in for Scott today, and we hope Scotty will be back in tomorrow. I wanted, before we finished up today, to talk a little bit about what the Minnesota Democrats are proposing now for the program for paid leave, and I just think this story is really interesting because at some point you have to say, if you want things that are nice for people, you also have to be able to pay for them. And we're having an issue with that. Star Tribune had an article out not too long ago talking about the possibility of paid leave, and it's something the Democrats are pushing now in the new legislature in the Twin Cities. And it would be like a $3 a week charge to the employee, so you would put the money in. We don't know if it'll be voluntary or not, but one of the proposals says all employees will put it in, kind of like you do with Medicare or Social Security. the employer would be forced to put in $3 a week for all their people as well, and the rest would be paid for by the state of Minnesota. Under the program, you could get up to 12 weeks for your own leave and then 12 weeks for a family member's leave as well. I'm no mathematician, but 12 plus 12 still equals 24, if I'm correct on that, and that's about half of a year. So this plan would give you a half of a year that you could be gone, and you'd be paying $3 a week for it. Now, who wouldn't like that? Sounds like Christmas. Man, I pay $3 a week, and I can get up to half of my year off. Employers obviously would pay additional. It would be something they don't pay now. State of Minnesota would be on the hook for, you have to believe, billions of dollars. And the number of jobs and bureaucracy that this would create in St. Paul, like I said, going into the break, if you want a job in Minnesota, the best place is going to be the state government, because there is a surplus in the budget. Why? Because people have been taxed too much, so there's a surplus, and so the government's going to spend it. I remember a Paul Harvey commentary that has stuck with me, not the whole thing, but one line that he used in one of his commentaries. He said, and the government got bigger and bigger, and the individual got littler and littler. And I've heard other people say, the government wants to take every decision you make, every part of your life, and turn it over to a group of bureaucrats to tell you how you're going to run your life. They want to take your life away and give it to them. Now, that might be a little extreme, might be a little carried away, but you start looking at health and COVID and taxes and what you can say and the words you choose and so forth, and it's harder and harder to find categories that aren't untouched by what the government wants to do. I think we need to be aware of all of this, because at some point, the individual becomes so small, the government becomes so big, that the government says, I already have these people under my big toe. It wouldn't be too much more to squash them. Take them out altogether. So you want programs, you want free things, I guess, I get it. Someone gives me a present, I like presents, I like free things. We all do. But at some point, the free things have to stop. Because we're not broke in this country. We're worse than broke. Minnesota, you can say, is run in the positive, but what price are you paying for that in your taxes? National debt's about $31.4 trillion, and the debt ceiling, there's a collision course on that coming up later this week. And Republicans at least sound like they're going to try to dig in and dig in their heels. Kevin, at what point do you become comfortable saying, let's let this thing go? Let's not just vote to raise this debt ceiling and see what happens.
What's going on in Minnesota is quite simply theft. They overtaxed us. He's got $17 billion of our money. None of it has been appropriated. He's just spending it where he wants to spend it. So that's St. Paul, and that's the full fat and happy status that we are in Minnesota now, and they're just going to keep spending it. I just it's mind-boggling to me that they just go and do whatever they want. And it's not just there. You see what Katie Hobbs wants to give $40 million in her new budget proposal, $17 billion. She wants to give $40 million to illegal residents in Arizona for in-state tuition. She wants to pay for their college to get them in-state. And meanwhile, she is dismantling all of their border security efforts, all of them, in Arizona. Why? Why would you do that?
Why would you do that is the question.
Why would you keep $17 billion of our money, Governor Walz? Why would you spend that money without even asking us what we want it spent on? Because you're a thief. Bunch of thieves, bunch of crooks, bunch of criminals.
I'm quickly getting to the point where I say, let's default on the debt ceiling. Let's not vote to raise. Let's see what happens. People are talking about, oh my gosh, the stock market's going to crash. You're going to have benefits or whatever. You're going to create an economic catastrophe. Isn't $31.4 trillion in debt an economic catastrophe already?
Yes, it is.
At some point, friends, we're going to have to say, let's take our chances and see what happens. We've got to do something.
Hey, we got a couple texts quick before we get out. The United Nations giving money to illegals. This needs to be talked about with our elected officials. Video about the go to Rumble, Paris Climate Accord Scam Explained Nice link on that one. Please watch that and share. Ranching industry text. We didn't get a chance to get all the texts. We'll get to them tomorrow. We'll catch up tomorrow. But Scotty's back. There's a lot of them.
All right. Appreciate everybody listening today. Have a great rest of the day. And some of this stuff we're talking about, make sure you're talking about it too with your kids, bowling night, wherever. We all got to show a little courage these days and be willing to ruffle a few feathers. Do it respectably. Respectably, do it kindly, but do it. Take care, friend.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.